From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 5th, 2020. This week, with Major League Baseball in the midst of its playoffs for a coronavirus-affected season, we revisit a baseball-related episode from October 2015.
Hi, this is Yogi Berra. When you come to the park in a row, take it.
Yogi Berra, the great New York Yankees catcher who died in September 2015, is legendary for his baseball accomplishments, his honesty and integrity, and, not least, his odd but insightful sayings known as Yogiisms. He's not known for any water connections, but nevertheless, the Yogiism you heard, when you come to the fork in the road, take it, does say something about waterways. Sound far-fetched? Even, shall we say, out in left field? Well, just have a listen for about 20 seconds to this lineup of forks in Virginia's water geography.
Clear fork. Dry fork.
Forks of buffalo. Forks of water.
Bassett forks.
Leviosa fork.
Russell fork.
Tug fork.
North fork, Shenandoah River.
South fork, Roanoke River.
Middle fork, Holston River.
Left fork, Coal Creek.
Waterway forks, or the tributaries of larger waterways, are parts of the system of branches that collect and channel water moving across a landscape and within a watershed. The smallest forks, like Left Fork Coal Creek, are headwater streams that, despite their size, have important physical, chemical, and biological roles within a watershed. The largest forks, like the North and South Forks of the Shenandoah River, can be well-known, defining features of a watershed and its region. While many land settlements have fork in their name because roads meet there, sometimes those roads and the settlements they serve originated with forking waterways. For example, English explorers of the James River in the 1600s came upon the Rivanna River confluence and named the location Point of Forks. Today, the area is the Fluvanna County town of Columbia. On a larger scale, during the 1700s, much of the Ohio River Valley was Virginia territory, and the location known as the Forks of the Ohio was a focal point for Ohio Valley travel and industry. Today, that location is Pittsburgh. Thanks to several friends in Blacksburg for lending their voices to this episode, and a special thanks to the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame for permission to use the recording of Yogi Berra from their 2009 video tribute upon Mr. Berra's induction. Thanks finally to Yogi Berra for the remarkable influence he had on American sports, culture, and language, relevant even to waterways. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.